from experience. We seem to know that if you want anything done, you ask a busy person. The Knights of Columbus know this principle very well, I'm sure. And the practice validates that to those proven capable of handling much, even more is expected. Paul, who we heard in our first reading, was certainly a busy person, spreading the gospel. And no doubt, Archbishop Anthony Mary Claret, who founded a missionary order we know as the Claretians, was as well. Archbishop and Saint Anthony is an optional memorial that we celebrate also on the same day. And still, some of us know very well what must be done and yet delay acting. Slouching through life, waiting for the busy people to build the kingdom of God. Nevertheless, busyness doesn't mean much unless we are doing the right thing. Faith holds all Christians accountable for our part in this divine dance we call life. So in this evening's parable, we meet both types of behavior in the same individual. That side of us who would rather just wait and guess when the master might return, and moreover the other who does not even know what pleases the master. Neither attributes are great. No one wants to get any beating. But the side of us that knows better and neglects to act properly, is found even more blameworthy. If we are informed that Jesus is appearing in the flesh today, does the announcement change your day or change our day? We might imagine such an informant was suffering and themselves in desperate need of care. However, the saints don't have open for business hours. Those were established at our baptism. Christian charity, brothers and sisters, is a 7x24, always on call vocation. And by the way, Jesus is here with us in the gospel and in Holy Eucharist. We are given much, and much is expected of us. And thankfully, with faith, grace, and sacrament, this seemingly impossible condition of discipleship can actually be a living joy. Like the Apostle Paul and Saint Anthony, let us too be servants of the gospel and Eucharistic children of God. Amen.